The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The latest CBS Battleground Tracker polls, which focus on the toss-up states that each candidate has to win, are starting to look pretty good for Hillary Clinton. And the biggest surprise is Arizona, a red state which now appears to be a toss-up. More after this from Charlie. It's not that a Clinton can't win Arizona. Bill Clinton won it in 1992, but it's been red ever since, including 4 years ago when Mitt Romney got 54% of the Arizona vote. And political analyst Larry Sabato says for Trump and Clinton to be neck and neck there is bad news for Donald Trump.
The fact that we're even discussing Arizona tells you where the national race is. Trump is behind. This would be like us discussing whether Hillary Clinton could win New York.
By the way, Hillary Clinton is up 18 points in New York. And the reason Arizona is in play?
The key to her victory in Arizona would be that Hispanics are almost united around the Democratic Party. They have been chased there in large part by Donald Trump.
So what can he do? Former House Speaker and Trump supporter Newt Gingrich says he can do more of what he did over the weekend.
I think he's gotten the messages. He came out and endorsed Paul Ryan, which he should have done in the first place. He endorsed John McCain, which he should have done in the first place.
But Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona thinks he may have to go even further, a lot further.
Hey, he's got to have a more serious immigration policy than simply saying we're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it.
Yes, Senator Flake says he will have to admit that the proposal that first put him on the map, the wall that Mexico will pay for, wasn't really serious. I think it's safe to say that the chances of him doing that are about the same as him changing the family name back to Drumpf. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.